Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, March 14th, 2018. 10 ways to help you recognize God's handiwork. Worries, stress, they can prevent us from seeing God's handiwork. Problems distort our vision and our ability to hear God. But make no mistake about it, God is at work. When we know that, we'll keep from despairing. Plus, developing spiritual eyes, that is faith, pleases God. See Hebrews 11:6. Here are 10 things to help you recognize God's activity. 1. Believe that God is indeed working and that His word is true. 2. Renew your mind with God's truths. Meditate on Bible passages concerning the unseen, such as 2 Corinthians 4, Ephesians 1, Romans 8, Colossians 3, 1-4, and Hebrews 12, 2. Meditate on God's qualities as well. God is good, loving, all-wise, exists outside of time, etc. Therefore, when you can't see His hand, you can trust His heart. Speak these truths to your soul repeatedly, emphatically, and with conviction. 3. Develop an open heart. Don't resist. Sorry, can't get away from this submission truth. Mark 8:17-18 says, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear?" Ezekiel 12:2. "They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people." 4. Confess. Keep short accounts with your Savior. Unconfessed sin perverts perception. 5. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to what He is doing. Mark 9:24 says, "Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, 'I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.'" 6. Keep your antennas up. Expect God to answer your non-demanding, non-dictating prayers. 7. Notice the small and subtle pieces of evidence, as well as the big and obvious ones. Look especially with eternity and others in mind, such as the drawing of a soul closer to salvation, spiritual growth in yourself or others, even in small ways, not giving in to temptation, any small victory or way God has answered your prayer. 8. Reduce the noise in your world. A reading from the Jesus Calling devotional says, "You need a buffer zone of silence around you in order to focus on the things that are unseen. Since I am invisible, you must not let your senses dominate your thinking. The curse of this age is overstimulation of the senses, which blocks out awareness of the unseen world. The tangible world still reflects my glory to those who have eyes that see and ears that hear. Spending time alone with me is the best way to develop seeing eyes and hearing ears." 9. Praise God when you do see Him working, and even when you don't. 10. Practice. The more you recognize God's work, the quicker you'll see it in the future. Since God is invisible, we need to increase our awareness of the spiritual realm. One day, our faith will be our eyes, and we'll wonder why we ever doubted in the first place. Until next time, my friends, pray this with me. Therefore, I fix my eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Not on what I don't have, but what I will have, and what I have now in the spiritual realm. Though my outward self is wasting away, my inner self is being renewed day by day by abiding in my Savior. For my light and momentary troubles are achieving an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Therefore, I will fix my eyes on you, Jesus, my reward, my treasure, my everything. It'll all be worth it. You'll be worth it.